producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seemingly from another Republican debate. This time, it's in Wisconsin, and Fox Business News is in charge. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What will we learn from this economic sharing on the stage, both the early group and the later group? Will anything be revealed that we don't yet know about these candidates? Hopefully, something will be revealed. You got to wonder if Ben Carson is going to suffer any attacks, take any flack for some of the things that are now being said about Carson in looking through his books and some of the claims that he's made and the fact that scrutiny is overwhelming and falling off his plate onto the floor. I'm going to say that the scrutiny is going to get worse. Of course it is, because that's what happens when you run for president. Even Mike Huckabee said to Carson, listen, this is going to get worse. This is what happens, brother. This, when you decide you're running, it's not for the faint-hearted, because you're going to take it, especially during the election cycle, more than ever. When you decide you're going to step up and say you're going to run for president, in the world we live in where the access to information is so easy and so rapid, of course you're going to take heat, no matter what. And when you write a book, it's very easy to go back into the book and look at the words that are written. And Mike Huckabee said this on Monday. He said if a fellow candidate like Ben Carson believes he's targeted now, he should know that it'll get much worse if he stays on top. If you run for offices, you're going to get put through what he called the sausage grinder. He was on Morning Joe. He said, I've written 12 books, and I'm sure they've all been put under incredible scrutiny. Some of what's happening is the quotes are taken out of his book, Gifted Hands. And I agree with Huckabee. I think it'll probably get worse before it gets better, much worse. But Carson is on top, along with Donald Trump. In fact, in some of the polls, he actually leads. And he says that, you know, 3.5 million rolled in after he started to take some heat for comments about his temper, about some of the things he did when he was a kid, things that he did in college, a scholarship that he was supposedly offered to West Point, all that kind of stuff. I don't think that will be questioned so much in an economic-focused debate on Fox Businesses. I don't think so. I don't think he will, at least for the debate. I don't believe he will. And we talked about, and this is part of running for office, what are you going to do with health care? You're going to try to repeal parts of Obamacare? Are you going to go off in a different direction and try to get support for that on the Hill? And what about these co-ops? Because this is part of the problem of the healthcare system. New York State launched, actually, an investigation into the failed co-op there. The New York State Department of Financial Services said that they found that the Health Republic's finances were substantially worse than the company, one of the companies, previously reported to the state, making it necessary to end the policies at the end of November. But they would give the people that were part of it more time to get new coverage to enroll in health plans. So what is happening? I think people aren't representing, the company wasn't representing itself correctly. And this Health Republic is backed by $265 million in federal loans. It came out in 2014. It got the biggest share of new business on the state's health insurance exchange that was created by that Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's got 200,000 customers in New York, 4,000 plus in central New York. It's one of the 23 co-ops in the country. And an interesting little side note to this is it was actually founded by a political activist, a woman named Sarah Horowitz, who first met Senator Obama when they both worked at the same think tank, so that they knew each other. Taxpayers are going to take a big hit for this. Ready for this? $355 million in losses from what's a failed venture. So this isn't good. And this is part of the problem of these co-ops. So Health Republic, a friend and acquaintance of Obama's, bombs out. Leaves the state on the hook for some bucks and people having to find other ways to insure themselves. Which it used to be, right? You work for a company, you got your health care, and it was no sweat. You signed up for it, it covered seemingly everything, you didn't worry about it. Now, it's another thing you got to really navigate so you know what you're covered for and what you're not covered for, and if your co-op is going to go bust. I think that's a huge story. And I think healthcare should be a huge issue, especially economically speaking, when we're seeing premiums go up, or how can people really afford healthcare? I think if you had no healthcare and you were making really, really no money, then this is a good deal. But it's the tweeners, which is most of America, the middle class, living paycheck to paycheck, that really they have to navigate health care more than anyone else. And most of us probably fall into that category. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to look at some interesting odds and ends, including this crazy story as we get ready for debate night, but this crazy story about this ballistic missile near the California coastline that really blew up all over social media, where people were trying to figure out what it was. And the talk is, did the Navy blow it by not notifying, but not saying, but see, here's the thing, it was a top secret mission. So do you notify people on the coastline, hey, by the way, we have a top secret mission that's taking place, so pay attention, because you might see a flash in the sky, it's no big deal. Now, the missile was fired from the Kentucky, a ballistic submarine, out in the ocean. And they did two launches. It was part of a demonstration and a test to certify even the crew's readiness before returning to their availability to be operational. And they say, look, we don't announce future launches, because it's important to test it, but it's important for us to not release that information. And this sub is in the final stage of what they call a midlife overhaul. Isn't that great? In April, which included replacing its nuclear fuel. So this was an important deal to be able to do that. Yeah. Have fun out there on that sub. Ever been on a sub? It's very cool, very squishy, especially if you're tall.
Oh. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart. They're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So beautiful, you're breaking my heart. Is it there was anything left after you tore me apart? I see the way that you look at me. You're a brand new start. As if it was all in my head. Put me back into the dark. No. Making me jealous, making me think. One more drink, one more
thing. Ah, yes, we're back at it again. Are you rowing along with us here on America Tonight? Make sure you tune in tomorrow to weigh in on what you thought of the debate. Because here we go. Number four, ladies and gents. Number four. One, two, three, four. What will we learn from Fox Business News and their version of Let's Debate? I'm going to say hopefully something about how a president feels about our budget, our deficit, what possibly we'll see in the future, taxes, because, you know, that's the dirty thing. Nobody wants to talk about taxes. What about Social Security? There's a million economic repercussions of things that are happening now. It's like a false bottom. And I'll tell you what, I'd love to be a moderator on that panel. And I think this panel will hold up much better than the CNBC folks did. No offense to them, because I certainly wasn't cheering against them, but it was an abomination in the end. It just was a struggle and didn't do justice to the whole idea of a debate. But this one I think will be a little bit better. But it's number four. It's got to be weird when you gear up for number four, both from the perspective of the person or the network putting on the debate, and the debaters who are these Republicans who want to be president, who want to get the nomination, because you learn from the first three and what went wrong or what you could have said better or what you seem to get trapped into. Now you would think after number three that you'd be sharper. So Jeb Bush, for example, he hasn't shown much of anything. He's somebody who would have to step up really big. And if he can knock a few questions out of the ballpark, so to speak, if he could really do that, step up and smash it and show something, show some passion or go deeper on what he believes needs to happen in anything from the any areas from the deficit to healthcare to whatever, then I don't know, maybe he changes some of his polling numbers around, because the polling numbers for him are so bloody lousy. And, you know, you want to get elected in this country, you got to have some polling numbers. Even though we all think polling is a joke and seems like such a small sampling, I say this at least once a week, there's a reason why pollsters make big bucks in all different ways, because to get a pulse on what the reality is of a situation, pollsters are really good at narrowing that down, or else they don't last in the game very long. Just ask the people from Gallup why they've been on top for half a century or whatever it is, crazy amount of time. So it'll be interesting with this debate who comes out really, really strong. And Ben Carson could do himself some favors, too, by stepping up, by having the right kind of answers. I mean, answers he believes in. Because, listen, I'm not peddling anything but authenticity. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, he is the real deal. Although people who know Trump well seem to say there's two different Donald Trumps. That he's this accommodating, wonderfully gifted in the art of networking guy who is not bombastic when you meet him, who is all about service to you and helping you if you're in a conversation, and not like the guy who's on the campaign trail. But I don't know, is it a little bit like first dates? Is there no way to really break through that wall, even if we think we're getting somebody authentic? Are you getting a representative of themselves? Because they want to be president, because they want to say the right things, because they have handlers, because they are paying attention to the polls? And the answer is, absolutely, you're getting some piece of a representative. Because of all the factors that I just mentioned. So, if you were on the panel, what would be the questions that you would ask? 855-266-5283. I would say, listen, we keep hearing about the deficit clock broke. We have no answers for the deficit. Well, how about if we come up with some answers? How about if somebody actually addresses that? Wouldn't that be great? Of course it would be. I don't get it. I don't get why that gets shoved off other than a polite mention. What's the way to attack that? Keep taxes low. Raise the levels in all different sectors of the economy and get more people satisfactorily employed again, where they can make a decent living, whether they have a college degree or not. And speaking of college, making it more affordable. But nothing is free. When there's this discussion of free tuition for everybody. Oh, well, no, free tuition for, and it keeps getting modified. It's like, what free tuition? Somebody has to pay for it in the end, because you got universities that have professors and teachers and a TA's on down the line to pay. So somebody's got to pay. It's not free. Who's subsidizing that? That's the big question. So when somebody that's running says that they have a way to make tuition free, ooh, I want to hear that plan. How does that work? Where are you getting the money from? Where's that money coming from? Federally, especially. Where's that coming from? I said I would mix in a few other things, and I saw this story today that someone sent to me about the Nazi gold train hunters. They got a green light to search, do what they call a non-invasive search. And you've got these, excuse me, underground galleries that were this construction project in the castle area where the Nazi gold train was supposedly hidden underground. And it's, you know, this is it a fairy tale? Is it real? Because there was so much of a conversation about that. And now they can look in southwest Poland for it in these tunnels. Because there was two treasure hunters who said they found the train in August. So they're going to that site to try to find it. I think it's wild. They have this different measuring equipment they're using. And the detectors can't touch the ground. They're not going to be able to dig or drill or have cameras in the ground. They're only allowed to do a non-invasive search. Now, the legend goes that the Nazi train was loaded up in Breslau, which is now part of Poland. The train entered a tunnel near a cliff in a medieval castle and never came out as the Soviet army was approaching in 1945, stopping their progress. And these two treasure hunters in August said they discovered a 320-foot-long train carriage buried underground in a railway tunnel. And now they're saying that they're 99% sure that it exists. I think that is wild. So how they would be able to lift it out, and could it be rigged? Well, they're saying it could be rigged with mines and explosives, if you think of the times. So it would be dangerous also to dig around that gold train. But how wild would it be to actually see it? I hope they get it out. I hope they find a way to unearth that and make sure all the booby traps are away, of course. But to actually see it would be just a wild, wild thing if you know anything about the tale of the gold train. And it's actually been featured in some movies where they've referenced the train and hiding the train so that it wouldn't be found. And it did disappear through this tunnel. Very cool. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Can scat. Forget it. That is a skill. I've seen a few people like Tatiana do it live, and it's pretty cool. Back in the day, it was the rage, but even still today, you can go to jazz clubs and you can tell when someone really has nailed it because it is really tough to do. Not tough for us is to go to our mailbag, and once again, it's overflowing, so let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, indeed, we do have mail. So this one, first one is from Keith, who says, Kate, wow, the stuff with Ben Carson, he's just a little too nutty. I don't understand when people call your show and try to defend him. Look, guys, you might want a Republican to get elected. I get it. I'm a Republican. I'd like to see that happen, too. But this guy is not right. Something is not right with him when he's talking about these cockamamie stories about stopping a stabbing and, oh, thanks for the belt buckle that got in the way and the stuff with the pyramids and all this other nonsense. I mean, listen, you can't blame the media for that. If it's out there, it's in books, and whether you're hearing the whole quote or not, what he's saying is cockamamie. It's off the rails. Is this who you want for president? First of all, a guy who wanted to smash his mother with a hammer? Are you kidding me? Kate, tell the idiots, or some of them anyway, that call your show that this isn't the guy you want to be president, even though we all might want a Republican, not at that cost. Yeah, it's tough to, I'm telling you, we've talked about the Ben Carson stuff, and yes, some of it is exaggerated or twisted, because it always is, of course. But here's the deal. You have to be, especially now with the world we live in, before fact-checking was just a pedestrian hobby. Now, because everything's out there. Everything's on the internet. Everything is out there. It's easy to find. So you put it in writing, or there's something down, or you say it, and you twist a fact, or you say something to make you, you know, this can be a thing that happens a lot, sometimes with powerful people, where you exaggerate these details. And we absolutely have seen that before, haven't we? Where details have been stretched, and how many people have fallen from politics or from other blood sports, like professional sports, because of tall tales. So I don't think everything is accurate that's being said, but I think a lot of it is craziness. It really is, right? Because there's so many other targets to go after. It's like, okay, you want to target Donald Trump? He says what he thinks, and he doesn't care how you twist his words or what you say. He'll just spew it back to you through tweeting, which they made fun of on Saturday Night Live, by the way. So he'll just do that. But whatever he says, he says. He's not saying that he got in somewhere, or, you know, the West Point problem that somebody said, oh, we could get you a scholarship, and then there was confusion about it because everybody gets in free if they get into West Point and they have to have a congressperson or senator write them a note, get them in, the whole thing. I mean, I'm making it simplistic, but my neighbor went to West Point. It's not an easy thing to do. So he absolutely could have been approached about that, but it's the way things are coming out. So we know this next debate is Fox Business News, right? You have the main debate that happens at 9 o'clock Eastern, and then you've got the what I call the kids table, or the undercard, which is at 7 o'clock, and it'll be on the Fox Business News. And your moderators are Neil Cavuto, who's been on this show. I think he'll be fine. Maria Bartiromo, Gerard Baker. And then you got, for 9 o'clock, you have Trump, Carson, Rubio, Bush, Fiorina, Cruz, Kasich, and Paul. For the earlier debate, you have Chris Christie, Huckabee, Santorum, and Jindal. And then you don't have another Republican debate until December 15th. Then you go into January, and then there's another one there, and there's still things that have to be determined about that. I really think that Jeb Bush, as I said before, he's the target. There's no question. All right, I went in a rabbit hole, so let's get back to the emails. This one from Henry, who says, Kate, this next debate I hope will be moderated a heck of a lot better than the last one that we just witnessed with CNBC, Carl, Becky, John, and the Seven Dwarfs, because it was just ridiculous. And I would think that Fox would do a better job, I have to say. I'm not leaning in favor of Fox. I'm just saying I believe that they'll do a better job. What do you think? Well, I like Neil Cavuto. I mean, he knows how to ask questions. He certainly knows how to deal with politicians. And I think this will be a good debate for him. I can't, Maria Bartiromo, I can't imagine she's going to flub this. And I don't know Baker. I don't know Gerard Baker. I haven't seen much of his work. But I can't imagine it's going to be like CNBC, especially after watching that. And they certainly watch that. So you got to figure it could be a little bit different, right? You would think so. And then, you know, we get into 2016. You got the Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the Nevada caucus. And by the way, after this latest debate, we will absolutely have a report from our pal, Justin Duckham, who will be covering the debate, so he can tell us what it was like, the look, the feel, you know, the candidates talking afterwards, that kind of thing. Eventually, somebody's got to give, because, you know, it's a money thing. How much money can you spend until it's too much? This one from Wendy, who says, Kate, why do people dislike Hillary Clinton so much? I mean, listen, I get it. The Clintons are politicians. I get the whole thing with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, but can we please just get over that? How many other presidents have had affairs and done stupid things when it comes to women and sex? And for that matter, how are the Clintons any different than half of the Republicans who have been in office? Well, you can certainly differentiate between a lot of the people who've been in office and candidates. And the Clintons, they definitely do have skeletons in the closet, absolutely. I mean, come on, they're dancing around in there, there's no question about that. But they also are politicians. They know how to raise money, they have people that have backed them forever, and they've been in, you know, career public servants from the get-go. So for the fourth time, Clinton has filed for herself or someone else in New Hampshire. She actually filed for her husband in 91 and 95. She did it in 2007 for her presidential run. And there she is again. She filed, so we'll see. All right, let's take another one. Let's move on to Skip. Kate, first time that I have emailed you, but I pay close attention to the show. Bravo for the court ruling against Obama's immigration plan. I think the whole thing's a mess. I don't care which label you slap on yourself, Republican, Democrat, or what do you say, undecided. It's something that should have been enforced before. We can't go back into the past. Something really has to be done because we can't continue locally to support the problems that some of these counties in certain states are having in our country because they're overrun with too many people who are in the country illegal. It's not about being kind anymore. It's about protecting our own people who are paying a heavy price for too many illegals in too many counties or school districts. Yeah, you know, one thing that isn't talked about a lot is what happens with hospitals and the bill that you get because of the policy of somebody comes in and they don't, you know, they're illegal, etc., they get treated. And then the schools, it becomes a super nightmare for the schools in some areas because they want to be able to take the kids into the school, but then if they do, sometimes there's that whole Spanish English thing. How do you, you know, what do? How do you differentiate? And then school lunches, and boy, I've talked to enough teachers about this and how discontent they are with the system and how nobody's stepping up to the plate to help, to do something. Got this one from Chad, who says, another first-timer, Hey, Kate, I like when you do the movie reviews. I have to say, I've listened to some of them, and once I hear some of the trailers and I hear what you have to say about it, it does, I have to say, encourage me to go to the movies. I heard you mention that you had seen Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks. I went to see it, and I absolutely loved it. You were right. It's a true story. It was great, and I'm so glad that I did. And I would recommend to anyone else out there, if you're looking for a good movie, entertaining, not trashy, good story, go see Bridge of Spies. But yeah, I like how you say not trashy. Not trashy. No, it's not trashy. It's good. It is a good movie. And Tom Hanks is great in the movie. Of course he is. Here's one from Craig who says, Ben Carson, thumbs down. How can anybody think Ben Carson should be president? He might try to move around what's being said, but I hope they nail him in the debate because to me it seems like he has no good ideas. He might have been a brilliant surgeon, but he is way, way out of his league. Well, Ben Carson does want to make Puerto Rico the 51st state. What do you think? We're doing the numbers thing. That's coming up next on ATN.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. How about this? Girl Scout cookies, say it ain't so. They are jacking up the price for those Girl Scout cookies that we all inhale. Thin Mints, take this. Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and all of the other cookies that you perhaps love. They're jacking them up 50 cents per box starting next year. Bummer. It always seemed to me like Girl Scout cookies were pretty cheap. And it always seems like somebody is always selling Girl Scout cookies to me. It's like, please, no, the empty calories. But I was a Girl Scout. And I know that people in my family helped me sell Girl Scout cookies and bought cookies for me because I got all the patches. I got my stinking patches, which was so important. You had that sash. I know I had a Cookie Monster patch, and I loved it. I wish I still had that. Oh, man, I wish I still had that patch. But it was a big deal to get all the patches. You guys know that. You probably have, some of you have daughters. And you help them sell the cookies, took them to work, hit everybody up, sent the sheet around, and had people buy the cookies from you. So 50 cents more. Yeah, 50 cents more. All right, we move from cookies to yet something completely different when it comes to money and when it comes to politics. I know, politics. We're back to the whole political thing again, but it's there, right? The politics of subsidies and taxes. So the taxes Brown County homeowners have to pay to their cities and villages next year, they say, are going to remain unchanged or in some cases go down slightly. So check this out. Why do you care about this? This is what the deal is. Leaders from municipalities across the county say they built their budgets with the goal of keeping taxes at or near existing levels. Wow. Really? Music to my ears. Where is this? Where do we have to live? Yes, DPR's tax rate will increase 1.8% under its proposed 2016 spending plan. I read this story, I want to say, today in the USA Today, which is an add-on from the USA Today. And I just thought it was interesting because I think of cities and villages and projects and how much they spend on services in your counties. How big of a deal is that? Do you know what their operating budgets are? Do you pay attention to that kind of thing? So I looked at what this addition said, and it's interesting because they say they plan on spending $16.5 million, which is down 2%. The tax collection, $6.5 million. It's up 1.4%. Taxes on a $150,000 home, $1,083. That's not bad, right? What are your taxes? How much do your taxes go up? And do you protest your taxes? It's like somebody told me the other day, yeah, you got to protest. And this, we're talking about, by the way, Wisconsin. If you don't protest, that's where DePierre is. If you don't protest, then you don't get the pleasure. You don't get the pleasure of the little bit of the fight of proving why your taxes shouldn't go up. And perhaps you win your little battle. More people win the battle, I think, than lose the battle. So you don't want to necessarily ignore it. And it's different from the bigger cities to the smaller areas. But in Wisconsin, it seems like the taxes, boy, they keep them down pretty low. Talk to somebody in California about what they're paying for taxes, and you will choke when you hear what they're paying in Los Angeles, what they're paying, you're listening to me, perhaps in the New York, New Jersey area, and what are you paying for taxes? And first of all, can you even find decent houses in some of the ranges that that they can find them for in some of these towns in, you know, in Wisconsin? All right, here's a big one for you. Here's a bigger number and one that you might not be able to relate to. How much would you pay? Let's say you saved on your taxes and you live in one of those little towns in Wisconsin. How much could you pay or would pay for a piece of artwork? Can you imagine paying $170 million? Well, obviously, you have a lot of disposable income and you're investing in art, as it were. Yes, the reclining nude sold for $170 million. At Christie's. They had a packed house and they had a lot of people bidding on the on this portrait. Paulette Jordan was the portrait, and it's crazy. $170 million. I think of the Scream. We've all seen Munch's Scream, right? Because it's been on lunchboxes and stuff. $119 million for that. There was even a Picasso nude green leaves and busts that went for $106. That was back in 2010. But $170, the reclining nude, $170 million. And here's the deal. I would love to know who bought that, but they don't tell you who it is. It was Modigliani's reclining nude, by the way. He's the artist. It's an okay-looking piece of artwork, but, oh, man, really? Starbucks. Starbucks needs to give away some free coffees. Starbucks is, in fact, setting up a new perk for military vets. Free tuition for kids. Yeah, I had to read this a couple of times. But as much flack as Starbucks is taking now for these nondescript, it's Christmas, but it's not Christmas, coffee cups, the company currently pays tuition for all full and part-time workers who don't have a bachelor's degree. But this is the first time they've extended to family members. So about 4,000 of Starbucks workers have taken advantage already of the programs, right? And now they're saying that they're making a push. Starbucks is making a push to hire 10,000 veterans and military spouses by 2018. In the past 2 years, they've hired 3,700 vets and 1,800 military spouses. So, you know, good for Howard Schultz. For whatever knocks that he takes for other things, I think that's awesome that they do that. And free tuition. So they're saying if you're a military veteran and you work there, the other perk you get is free tuition for your spouse and your children, which is huge. Huge. And they're saying they're doing this at Arizona State University's online program, right? So, boom, there you go. Somebody can worried, sweating it out about how do I possibly educate my child. There's one way around it right there if in fact, somebody works at Starbucks. All right, I brushed over this about Ben Carson saying, let's make Puerto Rico the 51st state. But he said this at a rally in Puerto Rico. He talked about it and said, I'm endorsing the idea of let's go for this. Let's make it official. Let's make it the 51st state. Because, of course, the crowds went wild over that. Yeah, absolutely. We would love to be the 51st state. Do you think Puerto Rico would make a good state to have Puerto Rico as the 51st state? I don't know. I'm kind of leery about that. We've heard that cry before. But if you're a politician, it's good to go visit. It's good to talk about it, and it's good to get people excited about it because, hey, you never know, right? You never know. Why not? Why not push it? How about this? $1 billion was spent on immigration forms. $1 billion for online immigration forms to fill it out, for people to fill them out. That seems like a lot of money for forms, doesn't it? Couldn't we find a cheaper way to get those forms out there? Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.